Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for October 27th, 2015 is now called order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout is absent excused. Commissioner Dan Carlone is absent excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry Impeño with the City Attorney's Office. We also have Lieutenant Mike Madden and Sergeant Brian Pellis from the Police Department to address any questions pertaining to Police Department matters.
Our first item for today is item 8A, public comments. I don't see any public out there, so we'll move on to item 8B, approved agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A6 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull an item for discussion? I'd ask for the call for the question. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our first item is item A1. Oh, I'm sorry. Moving on here.
A7.
Oh, there we are. A request by the Deputy City Manager to approve revised testing standards for accounting assistants. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for accounting assistant to civil service application review, civil service supplemental questionnaire review, civil service written exam, and civil service oral board. I can have the motion.
Question?
Please.
I don't have a problem with it, just a question. I noticed that it's already advertised. So if we did not approve it, then it would revert, it would stay the testing standards that are in place right now.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm following the process because I had read this and then I was looking at the open positions and I saw that it was posted. So move approval.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item A8. A request by the Director, Community Development, established testing standards for Code Enforcement Officer 3. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to establish testing standards for Code Enforcement Officer 3 to Civil Service Application Review and Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review and Civil Service Oral Board. Ask for the motion.
I have another question.
Another question, please.
Would this be promotional only, or could it be either or?
It could be either or.
Okay.
At present, they are looking to run it as a departmental promotion or a city promotional.
Right, yeah, okay, yes. Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item A9, a request by the police department to establish testing standards for park ranger part-time. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to establish testing standards for part-time park ranger to civil service application review and civil service supplemental questionnaire review. Ask for the motion.
I don't understand park ranger.
I saw it. It's going to be an armed position.
Yeah, I saw armed position. I was a little concerned. I mean, I'm not concerned about it, but it just seems like the title doesn't belong in a police department. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
I guess if they're going to have a gun, they better be the PD.
Our next item is item A10, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A11, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
In your packets, you have the September report for our activities. We did have 8 eligibility lists that were issued, certifying 314 candidates in the month, with a distribution between the library, police department, and water department primarily, with 9 recruitments that remained in progress at month end. I did want to bring to your attention that due to the extension in terms of funding for Sabita, we did issue layoff extension notices to the 10 full-time and 6 part-time Sabita employees that will extend through the end of this calendar year. So just to be aware of that, we also, as a result of council's action last Monday relative to the lease agreement for the soccer complex, that will result in the layoff of 6 part-time employees and 1 full-time employee. The 1 full-time employee does have bumping options, and that has been presented and accepted. It still has to go to council for final approval for that appointment, but I just wanted to let you know that will be reported, of course, in our next monthly report, but in case you had any questions relative to that. We also have implemented our new, we have a new testing software that's through NeoGov, OPAC, and we are looking to start to move a lot of our paper written exams to electronic testing that will ultimately integrate with our application software. So hopefully in the longer term it will help us to be a little bit more efficient. People will actually take the tests using our computer lab rather than doing it on a paper Scantron and running those. So I just wanted you to be aware that those changes are in progress at present. Are there any questions relative to what's going on in the department?
No.
No.
I would ask for a motion that the activity report for September 2015 and the personnel action summary report for October 19, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have the motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is item A12. Discuss possible amendments to the civil service rules related to demotions, including but not limited to civil service rule 510 and 511. And I see that 2 of our commissioners are missing today, and I think it would be important, as I think you would, and please let me know, that we continue this to next meeting. Evelyn?
Yeah, I think we should continue to especially have Curtis's input, because he went through the RIF process and has that, you know, background with him. But as I stated last time, my main concern is to make it fair, a RIF versus a voluntary thing. A RIF, they have no choice. They're going to lose their job in a voluntary thing, you know. It's voluntary, and we aren't saying they have to have been in the position. Where a RIF, we changed that rule to say they have to be in the position. So I move to continue.
Okay, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A13, closed session. We do not have a closed session issue today, I don't think, do we?
No.
Came up. Item A14, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of November 10, 2015. If I can have that motion.
So
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Now that was a short meeting.
Efficient.
Rebecca, make sure you tell the commissioners to bring this packet so you don't have to reproduce all that.
They'll all. All right.